When I visualize a typical mid to late November day across eastern New York and western New England, this is the kind of day that comes to mind. It has been fairly gray. There have been some rain and snow showers scattered about, and temperatures have been a bit cool for this time of year. And this is the kind of day that's a signal that winter is not too far away, and we will have a little winter preview coming up tomorrow. It's going to feel like a December or January day, but it's going to be a short-lived shot of cold air as temperatures will bounce back quickly Thursday and Friday, and by Friday, temperatures will be back above normal for this time of year. But that cold air is lurking and on the move, and temperatures tonight are going to drop into the teens and 20s, so you'll want to have that heavy winter coat if you are going to be out. A few scattered snow showers are possible, primarily north and west of the capital region. And tomorrow is going to be a windy and cold day. High temperatures will only be in the 20s and 30s. We should be around the freezing mark in the capital region. And with the wind chills will be lower. So it's the kind of day that you will want to have that heavy coat along with the gloves and maybe a hat. It's definitely going to have the feel of wintertime. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. It'll be brightest in areas to the south and southeast of Albany, and I can't rule out a couple of snow showers or flurries, primarily in the mountains. Most areas will be dry during the day tomorrow. And then we will see those temperatures bounce back into the low 40s on Thursday. That is still below normal for this time of year, but not as cold as tomorrow is going to be. And then on Friday, those temperatures will bounce back into the 50s, which I mentioned a moment ago is above seasonable for mid to late November. In the tropics today, Iota is now over land. It made landfall in Central America. The storm continues to bring life-threatening flash flooding and river flooding through portions of Central America. It's a very devastating situation, considering not just this hurricane, but that Hurricane Eta hit the same area a couple of weeks ago. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cold, highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, with highs in the low 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, cool but not as cold, highs in the low 40s. And on Friday, partly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.